It's not uncommon that people end up davening in a minyan that davens a different nusach than they daven. So a person might be davening the nusach Ashkenaz, and the minyan is the nusach Sfard minyan, or the opposite, or whatever the case may be. So the general rule is that a person davens his own nusach, al titosh tarasi mecha. A person maintains his minhagim. At the same time, a person has to have respect for the local minhag. A person cannot flout the local customs. So certainly, if he's going to daven for the Amud, if he's going to be the chazan, certainly he has to daven according to the nusach hakavua of that shul. And even beyond that, anything which is in a public fashion, so he has to do in accordance with the minhagim of that shul. Where exactly do you draw the line? So there are some gray areas, however. So just to discuss a couple of them. Number one, let's say a person is davening for the Amud. So certainly Chazar Sashas is going to be according to the nusach of the shul where he's davening. What about the silent Shmon Esrei that he says before that? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe and Beis Chav Tes that since the whole point of the Chazin's davening silently, his tefillah belachash, is to prepare him to daven the Chazar Sashas, so it makes sense that he should daven the tefillah belachash according to the same nusach that he'll daven the Chazar Sashas. So even if a person generally davens nusach Ashkenaz, if he's in a nusach Sfar minyan and he's the chazan, then his tefillah belachash should be the nusach Sfar davening. In the Halicha Shlomo, in Perikei, in the Dvar Halacha Lamed Aleph, so Shlomo Zalman disagrees with that. He says that since the chazan has the siddur open in front of him, so he can just simply read what's in the siddur. We're not concerned that he's going to make a mistake during Chazar Sashatz. He can get into the general mind frame of tefillah by doing the tefillah that he's accustomed to, his own personal tefillah. And therefore he says that a person can daven his own nusach for Shmona Esrei, and he should just look as he's going through each bracha. He should take note of what it says in the siddur in front of him from the shul in terms of the differences between his nusach and the other nusach, and then he'll be prepared to daven out loud according to the nusach of the shul. If that's too confusing, if a person's not used to davening that other nusach of the shul, so then even if Shlomo Zalman would agree that he can daven his silent Shmona Esrei according to the nusach of the shul. What about Kedusha? So Kedusha is something that each individual says, but at the same time, it's something which is done on the part of the tzibur as a whole. So Rav Moshe, Negus Moshe, Beis Chav Gimel, claims that since Kedusha is something that's only done with a tzibur, it's not done by Yechidim, so therefore, you have to do it according to the way that the tzibur does it. The only reason you're able to say it at all is because you're part of the tzibur. So therefore, he would say that again, when it comes to Kedusha, you should say according to the nusach of that, the nusach hakavua of that shul that you're davening in. There are a number of poskim who disagree. Once again, in Halicha Shlomo, this time in Perek Yud Gimel, in Sivkhaf Gimel, he disagrees. He says, The main part of Kedusha, the real din of Kedusha that a person has to say is the psukim, is Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod, Yimloch. That's the same for everybody. The other stuff that we say, so that's not really, you don't really need to say that at all. So therefore, it's not covered under this idea that since you're only saying it with a tzibur, so therefore you have to say it according to the nusach tzibur. In particular, he says the opening line, Nikadesh versus Nakdishach, or Keser and Naritzcha for Musaf, or whatever the case. So he says that Mikra Din, the Psak and Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Hei, is that the Tzibur doesn't even say that at all. Only the Chazan says that. So the Minhag Olam is now that the Tzibur says it. So the fact is that it's not something which you're required to say just because you're in the Tzibur. So therefore, he thinks you can say your own Nusach. And this is also so quoted in the name of Rav Avad Yosef in Yichav Adas Gimel Vav. And Rav Shachter also quotes in Divrei Rav that was the opinion of Soloveitchik as well. That you don't have to say the Kedusha according to the Nusach of the Minyan. You can say according to your own Nusach. Another issue that comes up, again, is the issue of tachnun. So different minhagim, both in terms of what you say and in terms of the order in which it's said. So it's interesting to note that in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber paskins that one always goes down for Nefilas Apayim on the left. And the Ramah says, no, that the that when you have tefillin on, so then you do Nefilas Apayim on the other side. And when you don't have tefillin, then you do it on the left. So that's the general, and then the Ramah says that's the general minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah there writes that that's the general minhag among Ashkenazim. But if your person is in a shul where they have one particular minhag, and his minhag is otherwise, so then you should anyway do like the shul because of losis go to do. You should do like the minhag of the tzibur there. So on that basis, again, for many of these minhagim, when it comes to tachanun, the recommendation would be not to do in a public fashion something that is different than the minhag hamakom. So a person davens with Ashkenaz and he's in a place where they davens with Sfarim, so he could say the vidui, and certainly to answer to the to Yigil Midas Arachamim. On the flip side, someone who says that, and now he's in a minyan where they don't say that, so he can continue to say that, but he shouldn't publicly be standing and clapping on the chest while everyone else is going down for Nefilas Apayim. In terms of the order as well, so whether you say Vuhu Rachum first on Monday or Thursday, or first you do Nefilas Apayim and then go up for Vuhu Rachum. So fascinatingly enough, the Alicha Shlomo, again, he says you should do exactly what the Tzibur is doing in any way which is noticeable, any matter which is noticeable, including this. In the Sefer Isha Yisrael, in Perek Lafei, I saw in the footnote, he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman differently. And he says that nowadays there's so many people doing so many different things, so it doesn't matter, no one's makpid, you can just do whatever you want. So, I don't know, I assume Halicha Shlomo is an accurate representation of the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but it could very well depend on where a person is. There's some in Yanim, we're in a Chanami, everyone's doing different things, and there's no one set minhag that the entire Tzibur is doing. So then, in a Chanami, we can do as he wants. In some shuls, you don't even, there's not even a nusach kavu at all for davening. So therefore, certainly a person can feel free to act as he wants. In a place where there is a nusach kavu and everyone's doing, the entire tzibur is acting one way, so then he shouldn't act in a way which is recognizably different from that of the tzibur. Have a wonderful day, and.